People who live in rural areas out west have long relied on the talents of others passing through. Traveling doctors, traveling circus performers, even traveling preachers. Now, Hasidic rabbinical students are carrying on the tradition. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Stina Sieg reports that roving rabbis have fanned out across Arizona, eager to connect with rural Jews.
Mountains and forests surround Little Sholo, Arizona. It's only 10,000 people, but the heavily Mormon town is still the biggest place for more than an hour in every direction. It's not the kind of setting that typically fosters a thriving Jewish community, and that's why the roving rabbis are here.
Well, we do stick out. we do.
Meet Zalman Refson and Yaakov Kaplan, young, bearded, and dressed in black pants and long-sleeved white shirts, even in the Arizona heat. They're two of the hundreds of rabbinical students who travel every year to rural places all across the globe in the name of Chabad. That's a movement within Orthodox Judaism. Kaplan says being a roving rabbi is all about helping Jews reconnect to their faith.
By going out to other people and just trying to have, a Jewish conversation, it makes my conviction stronger.
This program has been around for more than 70 years. Both Kaplan and Refson have done it more than once, but never in this state, in an area known for sending out its Mormon sons and daughters to proselytize. But the rabbis don't use that term. On one level, Refson sees what he's doing as practice for having his own congregation someday.
Meeting people and interacting with them, and on a very simple level, regardless of Jewish topics, is a very positive thing, and it's a very positive experience for a person who's going to enter the people business.
The rabbis keep a list of Jews they know about in these small towns. Often, people request a visit, or their family elsewhere requests one for them. Some days, the rabbis just pick up a phone book and start looking for Jewish names.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. Come on in.
Hilda Lochansky-Smith invites the rabbis into her place. As they get to chatting, Kaplan asks if she likes to cook Jewish food. Lochansky-Smith shakes her head.
I mean, I can make matzo ball soup and chicken soup, but no, I don't do it too much.
What was your favorite kosher dish?
My grandma's gefilte fish.
Lochansky-Smith is like many of the Jews the rabbis meet. She's never been all that observant and likes to joke about her late mother loving ham. She has hardly any Jewish friends and has even been attending a local Bible church in recent years. But in her heart, Lochansky-Smith says she knows who she is.
When push comes to shove, you're Jewish, and there's only one Jewish tribe.
Am I right?
I second the motion. If you're Jewish, you're Jewish.
Thank you. 100%.
Many of the rabbis' interactions are like this, friendly, kind of light, more of a check-in than anything else. But it's not always this easygoing. Beth Hackenworth, who lives in nearby Taylor, Arizona, cried on the phone with the rabbis the night before. She's dealing with her father's death and finding out her parents never fully converted her to Judaism after she was adopted as a baby.
I don't feel normal. I don't feel like myself anymore.
She says living far away from her family in California and hundreds of miles from an established Jewish community makes it harder. Hackenworth has only ever met a handful of other Jews in this little town.
But I just wish, I hope and pray that one of these days that there'll be a shul up here or Chabad Learning Center or something like that.
The roving rabbis are often seen as a threat to more liberal Jewish congregations for promoting such a traditional version of the faith. But Yaakov Kaplan says they're only trying to inspire Jews to be a little more observant. His favorite part of this ground game
is when I see people which are happy that we came and we were able to help them in any way, shape, or form.
That feels the same, he says, regardless of which small town in Arizona he's visiting. For NPR News, I'm Stina Sieg.